This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Daniel Jeremiah, not surprisingly, very high on the group of Georgia Bulldogs coming out of Athens into the draft this year. He was asked about, D-Led actually asked him on his conference call yesterday, just to kind of talk about them, the guys that are going to go in the first round and all that. He was not very confident that Jalen Walker was going to last past top 10.
I agree.
Like, he's probably going top 10.
It's going to be.
And so he probably won't even be there when the Falcons draft.
I think Mike Hill's going to go top five for some reason.
Now, that wasn't what Daniel was saying. He was saying just because of the rawness of it and because of how much time he missed last year. Mm-hmm. Now, once he gets in the – all this is going to change
because
once they work out next week.
That's what happened to
Trayvon.
Trayvon. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Nobody thought – I think they thought he was going to be a first rounder. And then as the combine and the workouts and everything, and as we got closer to the draft, you started hearing – like, this dude might go number one overall.
I don't remember who it was, but somebody said it first. If it was Daniel Jeremiah, if it was one of the other guys. But I remember we heard it, and it was like right after the combine. Mm-hmm. And they were like, Trayvon might be the number one pick. And we were like, I don't. Yeah,
I heard it from my boy Woody.
Probably not.
From Damian Woody, because I saw Damian Woody tweeting. He said, he said Trayvon Walker might go higher than most people think. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize he's going to go number one. But I just think Mikael's going to go five. Top five somewhere because of all the raw ability. Now, DJ, I will always take his word for it and everything like that.
But here's
also
the thing about his word, though, and this is what I like about him, and I'm sure other guys do this too, but he's very transparent about it. Like, his rankings are going to change.
Yeah.
He's going to change them based on what he sees when they go to the combine. And even more than that, like, this is all based on what he's seen from watching tape on him from college.
Right.
Which I think should be the most important thing, hopefully, for
we
all these guys.
We both agree on that.
But he's not the one who's drafting him, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when he's talking about his order of mock draft, that's different than ranking in terms of who he thinks is best. The mock draft is based on what he's hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you need to go on. Like, it doesn't matter what everyone thinks of one guy. If there's a general manager that thinks he's the best guy, he's going number one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's where a lot of this stuff changes.
And then you look at who's at the top. I mean, Tennessee, I don't know where Tennessee goes. I mean, they need a quarterback. But I think they're in a standpoint, like I think a lot of teams are that need quarterbacks, franchise young quarterbacks with just this class, they're going to hold out. Like, well, you know, because you got a new general manager who obviously wants to pick his own coach. I mean, Tennessee did keep their coach from last year. So better quarterback class next year. And you get an opportunity, if you sink, you're the new GM, you can fire the coach, get your own guy in there and draft your quarterback. I think you're going to see that a lot. I think Cleveland's probably going to do it. I think Tennessee's going to do it. The Giants are the tricky one because Dayball and them are like they're dead man walking.
Yeah, they have to win.
Yes.
Otherwise they're all going to get fired.
Yeah, so
that was the most interesting thing. And this was just pie in the sky stuff. But on the same podcast, Dan Jeremiah was like, "Yeah, they just draft Travis Hunter, sign Matt or trade whatever, get Matthew Stafford, get Cooper Kupp package deal, and then you got Kupp, Hunter, little offensive sprinkle, defense too. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you got Malik Nabers, mm-hmm. and you got Stafford throwing it to him. I was like, well, you just fix all their problems right there. That's no, exactly what you need to do.
But they have the Giants offensive line.
They do, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matthew Stafford behind the Giants offensive line.
Yeah, Matthew Stafford behind the Giants offensive line.
So here's the – here's maybe this is the Falcons' best-case scenario from their standpoint is what you just sort of diagrammed was Michael does so well at the combine and in interviews that he blows everybody's socks off and gets drafted top five, mm-hmm. Jalen top 10, and mm-hmm. then they don't have to actually deal with it. You know what I mean? That's what I said 2 years ago with Jalen Carter.
You did.
I was like, I pray to God somebody takes him before 9, before 8,
because
the Falcons aren't gonna.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna have to deal with that for the next 10 years,
yeah,
when
man.
He's the best defensive lineman in football.
And it's crazy because like obviously we were up there that next day, and just like damn. I mean, Bijan's fine.
He's really good.
He's a stud.
He's really good. But he's a luxury
he's
item.
He's a luxury.
When you have the issues that this franchise has had for decades.
Because that's the thing about it was, and we're sitting there, and like draft day on that Thursday night, and you're just sitting there just watching Jalen drop. He's dropping.
Yep.
He's dropping.
Yep.
Oh, man, he's dropping.
Boy.
Oh, he's right there.
Boy, would this be nice. Nope.
Oh, he's right there.
And then not only that, to go next.
Yes.
Right? Go next and then be what he's been. And now he's a Super Bowl champion. And not to say that had the Falcons drafted him, the Falcons would have won the Super Bowl.
Because
obviously there's a lot more that goes into it than that. But yeah, I mean, kind of worst case scenario would be that Bijan hasn't been great. Bijan's been great.
Yes, he has.
Like, Bijan's been really, really
good.
But it's one of those situations where almost like last year, it's like, well, you just spent $100 million on a quarterback. How are you drafting a quarterback when you have all these other needs? You just had a 1,000-yard rookie running back last year.
Mm-hmm.
How are you drafting a running back when you have all these other needs? I understand the whatever, like the best kick player, blah, blah, blah. But like you've had this issue for literally 25 years, mm-hmm. and you haven't been able to address it. And this guy's sitting there
right
in your lap.
There in your lap.
Everybody knows what he's going to be. I mean, I understand. He fell. So other teams passed on him too.
Yes.
He fell, and there was. I mean, obviously,
them damn teams.
I don't cover those teams. I cover this one and that one that he played for. So I saw him play every single game that he played in college, and every single game that he played, he was amazing.
Right.
And it was like, oh, it'd be great to have that. And now the Eagles got it. So no, honestly, best case scenario would be that Mykal Williams and Jalen Walker get drafted before the Falcons draft, so we don't have to do that again because they're not going to take them.
Oh, we
they're not.
We definitely agree on that.
They're not going to take
it. We definitely agree on that. But I mean, that's why when you look at, I hate saying that. They're going to take a defensive player. Now I don't know if they're going to take a corner. They need another corner. They need another corner. There's some very good corners in this draft, but they need some kind of defensive lineman. They need some kind of defensive lineman.
Yeah.
Yes. That'd like in the first two picks. First two picks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because this thing, I forgot the caller who we had yesterday. He was spot on with the whole, if you draft Mykal, if you got time to develop him. You know what I mean? But if you're talking about, and there's no telling what he'll be when he gets to the league. You know, meaning he might hit the ground running and just go.
Right.
Because he has the physical
tools.
You just never, ever know. I don't view Mykal as a project. I just think he's raw. Like a lot of these guys. You know, you're never a finished product. Very rarely do you come in as a finished product in the NFL.
You can be productive while you're also growing.
Yes.
Like, you can come in and be a productive edge rusher while you're becoming a better edge rusher.
Yes.
And then by year 3 and 4 and 5, then you're really good. Then you're a polished diamond.
Yep.
Then you're getting double-digit sacks a year.
And then you're getting paid.
Or take the tight end from Michigan. Pretty good. Loveland.
He's a good player.
Yeah, he's good. Really good.
Don't take him.
Tyler Warren.
Yeah, I know.
He's
a good player. Don't take him.
Ashton Jeanty. Get another running back.
Yeah, why not?
Add him to the pile. Can't never have too many running backs. That's what they say about team building. All right. This hour has been brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast.
They'll burn down. They'll burn down Flowery Branch.
Man, if they haven't yet. The fact that building's still standing is a miracle. They got good security guards.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.